We talked yesterday about protests in Gaza over the opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. Today, the funerals for Palestinians who were killed. With us, CBS News Mideast correspondent Robert Berger, who is in Jerusalem. Robert, what is the mood and situation like there today, the day after the embassy officially opened?
Well, the demonstrations dropped off drastically today on the Gaza border, which was sort of unexpected because the army was saying already last night that they expected another day like the day of yesterday. It turns out that it didn't happen. There were hardly any people or protesters out on the border, even though there were two more fatalities. Very small protests. It seems that the Israeli use of live fire, some 60 people were killed, certainly was some kind of a deterrent because there was nobody out there today.
Did a message also go out from leaders saying, you know, let's just concentrate on burials today, don't go out there and protest again?
Yes, it seems that they did. They were busy burying their dead today, but also behind the scenes, apparently Hamas, which is the Islamic militant group that rules Gaza, didn't try to push people to get back out on the border. I mean, we don't know exactly what the reasons are, but it would seem to me as an observer that the Israeli use of force, it was a deterrent.
Although, as you know, I mean, this had been building for several weeks. Now, after what happened yesterday, the funerals today, is there any suspicion among any folks there that this may be just the calm before a bigger storm?
Well, there's always a concern that things here could explode. I mean, you know, there was concern last night, it hasn't happened, that maybe Hamas would start firing rockets at Israel again. And then if that happened, you could have a war. So far, they haven't done that. But yeah, everything here is always on a short fuse. It didn't escalate to the West Bank. That's a very important thing to note. So people are hoping that things will calm down, but you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And then also in 2 weeks, they're talking about having another major protest to mark the anniversary of Israel's victory in the Six-Day War in 1967.
What's the coverage of this like there in the region? I mean, here we have the major newspapers running with the juxtaposition, the pictures right next to each other. One of the opening of the embassy and Jared and Ivanka there and celebrations and then the protests and casualties on the other side.
Certainly, you know, a great contrast between the festivities here in Jerusalem and the scene at the Gaza border. Israel obviously concerned about its image, you know, when a lot of people get killed like that. But the big difference this time is that you have a U.S. administration that is strongly behind Israel. Nikki Haley today, the U.N. ambassador, spoke strongly on Israel's behalf, basically at the Security Council, saying, you guys have a double standard. We only come here to talk about Israel, and we don't talk about any of the other bad things going on in the Middle East. So that's the difference this time, and that I think that gives Israel some backing that it hasn't always had.
I'm curious, you know, as you know, the Israeli prime minister is in political and potentially legal hot water. Does any of this past day or two do anything one way or the other to enhance or perhaps further erode his political standing?
Well, that's been sort of put on the back burner while they decide whether to indict him. It'll come back when the scandals heat up again, and let's say the attorney general decides to issue an indictment, then, you know, he could lose his grip on power. In the meantime, that's been drowned out by these major security events. Don't forget, it's just a week or 10 days ago that we had a major clash between Israel and Iran and Syria. And I think Netanyahu's popularity has dramatically increased. At a time like this, he does emerge as a very charismatic leader.
Has talk of peace been put on the back burner with all of this going on? Does it seem farther away?
It seems farther away, but the talk of peace hasn't gone away. I mean, President Trump, speaking on video yesterday at the embassy opening, was saying, you know, we haven't given up on peace. He said peace is based on reality. So the U.S. recognized that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. He said that's recognizing reality. And now we can get out of fantasies about peace and start talking. Of course, since he recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, the Palestinians are refusing to talk to the U.S. administration.
CBS News Mideast correspondent Robert Berger in Jerusalem.